Welcome to the Dairy Digest. On today's episode of the Purdue Dairy Digest, Becca Klopp, a current PhD candidate at Purdue University, will discuss what she learned regarding ketosis at a recent Discover conference.
This past week, ADSA held its 39th Discover conference, which was titled The Transition Period, From Physiology to Management. The virtual conference took place from October 27th to the 29th and was divided into five discussion sessions, which were physiology, inflammation in the immune system, management and feeding, monitoring and analysis, and health. There were many great presentations and discussions pertaining to these topics during the transition period, definitely too many to cover in a few minutes. So I decided to focus on one area I found to be particularly interesting and thought-provoking. That was the debate about whether ketosis is a disease or not. This section included presentations by Dr. Todd DeField from the University of Guelph and Dr. Lance Baumgard from Iowa State University. Dr. DeField discussed how ketosis is a metabolic disorder in dairy cows that is characterized by high levels of ketones. This is caused when an animal is in a state of negative energy balance, and so body fat stores are mobilized and used as an energy source to meet the demands of the animal, leading to the production of excessive ketones. Ketones aren't inherently bad, but at abnormally high levels lead to an increased risk of other diseases, reduced immune function, milk production and pregnancy rate, and an increased risk of culling. Ketosis is commonly prevented through the administration of monensin 2 to 4 weeks prior to calving and is treated through the administration of oral propylene glycol. Preventing or treating ketosis leads to increased milk production and fertility and reduced clinical disease and culling risk. A disease is defined as a condition in a living animal that impairs normal functioning and is typically manifested by distinguishing signs and symptoms. Based on the information Dr. DeField presented, he concluded that ketosis does indeed impair the health and production of the animal, and ketosis is both preventable and treatable, so it is therefore a disease. Dr. Baumgard, on the other hand, does not believe ketosis is a disease, but either a necessary adjustment for optimal production or a reflection of poor productivity when the immune system is activated. He discussed how ketogenesis is a coordinated response in almost all species and is an ancient strategy to utilize ketones during periods of insufficient energy. He posed the question, why would evolution favor a mother mobilizing tissue when in energetic need while simultaneously compromising her health and ability to nurture her offspring? Studies showed that adipose tissue mobilization and the production of ketones is essential for maximum milk yield in early lactation. So is ketosis really a disease? Across species, nothing decreases feed intake more than immune activation. Reduced feed intake leads to high NEFA and hyperketonemia. So Dr. Baumgard believes that ketosis is really a symptom of prior immune activation. He states that you wouldn't treat a healthy cow with high milk production that also happens to have high NEFA and ketones. And treating a low-producing animal that has high NEFA and ketones with energy might not actually be addressing the real issue. I'll let everyone come to their own conclusions, but I do think there is value in research at looking back and questioning the dogma.
If you are a subscriber to the podcast, can you do us a favor and rate us in iTunes? If you're not a subscriber, become one today, and you can listen to this podcast at your own time. Thank you.